wide eyes, freckles, all the things that made a person look wholesome. "Hello, friends," he said happily, clapping his hands together like he was a teacher on the first day of kindergarten. "I'd like to come to an agreement. We need to get past you, and you're in the way." He had gotten too close. The two Arbor has in the middle picked Matt up and tossed him back to us. I sighed and threw up my hand. A line of magic snaked from my arm. It acted like a whip and circled Matt's waist, pulling him down to land beside us before he could be thrown into a tree. The foursome chuckled. "Pipsqueaks!" Paige appraised Matt with the authority of a nurse, which she was not.
"Are you okay?"
He held his head.
"Fine. Maybe you were right, Grim. They need more than a little friendship."
Anger flared in Paige's eyes.
"They're just big bullies is all they are."
She shot forward in her high-heeled boots and knee-length wrap dress. I cursed. The Arbor Has would make short work of her. "Paige, wait!" I hustled forward. The exertion caused a slice of pain to rip down my chest. Oh, that's right. I forgot to mention that I'm infected with a monster disease, didn't I? It's not something that comes up in everyday dialogue, so it was easy to overlook. I gritted my teeth through the pain and grabbed Paige by the arm before the creatures could pick her up and toss her like a rag doll the same way they had done to Matt.
"Listen, you," she said, wagging her finger at them. "This man here is named Grim. He is a world-famous monster hunter, and we are his friends. If the four of y'all don't get off this road, Grim is gonna unleash magic on you, the likes of which you've never seen."
She turned to me and whispered,
"Right, you are gonna do that, aren't you?"
To be honest, I wasn't sure. "They're doing my sister's work, guarding the house. She needs them." Paige's face paled.
"But we need to get through."
She studied me before experiencing her aha moment.
"Oh, I get it. You don't want your sister to be any more ticked off at you than she already is. That's it, isn't it?"
she said with way too much self-satisfaction for guessing correctly. "That's it."
"But we don't have time to wait. You're getting pale. We need these creatures gone."
Paige fixed her stormy gaze on them, and the creature on the far left quivered.
"Oh, I'm shaking in my knees. The little lady's gonna get me."
She gritted her teeth and made her voice stony.
"So that y'all know, in the back of my car is a chainsaw, and I know how to use it."
The first monster rolled his eyes.
"Likely story. I say we toss her to the sky first, and then launch her like a baseball into the forest."
Now I was angry. No one talked about my muse like that. "That's it," I growled. "We're done here. If the four of you don't clear off this road in 10 seconds, I'm gonna unleash a firestorm of magic on you." The four creatures whispered among themselves for several seconds before turning to us and crossing their branches over their trunks in unison.
"Make us," said the first one.
"Paige, stand back."
"Grim, you don't really have to hurt them, do you?"
Matt pulled her away.
"Miss Paige, I suggest we wait back here."
He tugged her off as I charged up my magic. Another line of power like a whip snapped from my hand, lashing at the four creatures. The magic cracked and sparked. I flicked the whip at the monsters and hit the one on the right, the biggest loudmouth, with a thunderous crack. The Arborhod jumped 3 feet in the air, hugging his trunk with his branches.
"Oh!"
He fled the scene, the skirt of roots he had for feet wiggling with super speed as he raced into the forest that surrounded us. I smirked. Who else wants a taste of my power? None of them, as it turned out. The remaining three ran into each other in their rush to flee. One shoved another to the ground before catapulting over its body to race away. The remaining two scrambled off, leaving us standing in the middle of an empty road. Paige watched them go with her lower lip pouted out, studying them.
"Why didn't you do that in the first place?"
I shrugged. "Because I was trying to be nice. They're guarding..."